Hey, here we are back in the studios with episode 8. I'm your host, Tim Shep, with Colin Hyde and Rob Baker. Thanks for coming back in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, always looking forward to the show, Tim.
Hey, what's that? Somebody's at the door. Oh, great. Hey, come on over to the microphone. Hey, this is really cool. You guys are never going to guess who we just walked in here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Why, I'm Wally Byam.
It's really great to meet you, Wally. Where are you from?
I live in Los Angeles. That's where I vote. I'm not there very much, but that's my home.
Well, for those who may not know, Wally Byam is the founder of Airstream Travel Trailers Company. Say, Wally, why do you travel by trailer?
Oh, my goodness. It's the finest way in the world to travel. You see, with a trailer, you have all your things with you. There's my long-distance radio, and there's my record player. And we have wonderful beds, and we have a good shower and toilet and bath, and my wife has a wonderful little kitchen with a refrigerator and gas heat and gas cooking, and we have everything with us. It's just, we call it traveling with Fifth Avenue on wheels.
That sounds really great. What's the difference between a trailer you're talking about and a house trailer?
The house trailer is usually called a mobile home, and that is really a home, and it's built to live in, and it's large and heavy and supposed to be moved possibly from place to place occasionally. Actually, they don't move them maybe once a year, maybe once in 6 months. A travel trailer is built to travel primarily, and its main thing is to get places and go places and see things. And then, of course, we combine our living accommodations in this lightweight travel trailer. A good travel trailer has to be built much more sturdily, and it's built very much like an airplane. It's aluminum and riveted and lightweight and strong, and is built for the highway.
Does it take a special kind of car to tow one of your trailers?
The average American car, a Ford, a Chevrolet, a Mercury, Buick, or a Cadillac, or any of them, will tow the average trailer that we have with us. Of course, you wouldn't take a very small car and tow a very big trailer, but any average car will tow any average trailer that is of the travel trailer type.
I understand owners of your trailers get to go on caravans with one another. How do you organize a group of people like that to go on those caravans?
We decide that we're going to go someplace, and we have it published in our own newspapers in our own towns that Wally Byam's caravanners will take a trip to such and such a place, and we'll meet in such and such a place. Like this year, we will meet in St. Mary's, Montana, and to be ready to cross the Canadian border on July 1st. Anybody who has a trailer and would like to go is invited to come along.
Okay. Hey, Rob, do you have a question for Wally?
Yeah, Tim, I do. Wally, first off, I'd like to say it's an honor to be able to interview you and ask you some questions here in the studio. But I wanted to know, what's it take to join the caravan group?
Well, all you have to do to become one of our caravanners is to have an itchy foot and a trailer and a car, and that's all. And nobody pays anybody anything. We all pay our own expenses. We travel along together. We have what we call a kitty. In this morning's meeting, why we agreed to put $1 apiece in the kitty.
You said you put money into a kitty? Is that how you make decisions with the group?
Any group this size, you're bound to have a little things that come up. They wonder, what, well, should we do this or should we do that? Little arguments, little change differences of opinion. This morning we were discussing whether to see the stampede in a body or as individuals. So we bring all these up in town meeting. We have the town meeting usually in the mornings at 10 o'clock, sometimes in the evenings at 7. And everything is brought up and voted on. And if there's a question of anything, we take a vote. And the majority always wins, and the minority will always go with the majority if there's been a regular vote. And that's what we always do.
I understand the help with the organization. You have committees. I've heard of the Civic Affairs Committee. What do they do?
Their job is to call on the city officials of each town that we stay in. The mayor and the chief of police, maybe, and the sheriff and other people. We have many Rotarians and Kiwanians and Lions with us. They call on their groups in the cities that we go through. Then we have a sanitation committee. We have an emergency committee, which consists of the doctor and a nurse and some mechanical people. We have all kinds of a social committee who takes care of our entertainment. We have many activities. One night we had a potluck dinner. Tonight we're having square dancing. Tomorrow night we have a barbecue. Goodness knows what we'll have the next night. But they do all this work.
Well, those committees sound like a good way to keep your caravans organized. So I guess only, what, retirees would be to take off such amount of time to be to attend these caravans? Can't really think of anybody else who would have that amount of time available.
For this year, we have a lot of school teachers with us who aren't working now in the summertime. And then we have some people from the southern states who are in the resort business there in the wintertime, and so they have no job to do in the summertime. Now, however, in the wintertime in Mexico, we have many Canadian farmers from Saskatchewan and Alberta who can get off in the wintertime and travel in Mexico.
Well, that sounds like quite a diverse group.
What's that? You're getting a little far from the mic there. Oh, your ride's here? Oh, don't worry about it. Wally's got to go, guys. So nice of you to stop by.
Yeah, it was nice meeting you. That was wonderful. It's a real honor.
Yeah, Wally, we'll see you down the road and have fun in that caravan.